You have to speak loud. I can't hear with this helmet.
We're interviewing Vanessa Knight, who's from Canada.
That's right.
And what type of skier are you?
I am a disabled racer. I have a left arm amputation, and I'm a speed skier.
So you're one of these standing skiers?
Yes.
So, okay. I've been asking a lot of disability skiers, what is the craziest skier on the slope? The standing ones, the blind ones, or the mono skiers?
Oh my god, the blind ones for sure. I couldn't imagine throwing myself down a hill without seeing anything. Especially the B1s. They have duct tape on their goggles.
Where from Canada are you from?
I'm from Quebec, Montreal.
And how long have you been skiing?
This is going to be my fourth year.
Fourth year? Going to Sochi?
I hope so.
Are you going to beat... Australia doesn't have any skiers for you to beat. Do you think the level of competition for women's disability skiing is high enough to give the sport a future?
I think that the level of competition is high enough, yes, but I still think that we need more racers and people to get involved and really promote the sport because, I mean, the more the merrier, right?
Why are there so many men skiing compared to women?
I guess some girls are just scared and they don't want to throw themselves out there, but I'm not like that. Neither are the rest of the girls here. They're not afraid to throw themselves down a hill and go fast.
Do you think skiers are some of the craziest Paralympic athletes?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say about disability skiing in Canada that people in Australia or the world should know?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. It's just really cold in Canada and we love it. It's a good sport.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.